Welcome to Somatic Healing Sessions number 5. This is Rachel Chase, and I am so glad to be with you here today. I'm going to be guiding you into just a lovely healing process today. I'm going to treat this kind of like if you've ever been in a yoga class at the very end of a yoga practice, if it's a physical practice, we always do something called shavasana or savasana. And this is just a state of deep relaxation, a kind of awake asleepness. This is where the brain slows down and we go into a deep inner connection with that felt sense of being that I brought through in the very first session of this podcast, Somatic Healing Sessions number 1, where I talked about the felt sense of being and what that is. But you can infer from those words what it might mean, yeah? The felt sense of being, what it is to be with what you feel and allow that to help you connect more deeply with yourself. So we're going to just let this journey take us where it goes. I'm actually recording this on December 26th, 2022. In our little cozy cabin up here in the Olympic Peninsula in Washington State. And there had been a lot of snow around, and now much of that snow has been melting because it's getting warmer and a lot of rain, so much rain. So I just bring that to you now so you can kind of imagine the energy of this place, that there's all this water. All these waterfalls coming out of the mountains and these big, huge, giant evergreen trees all around holding the space for us. So go ahead and find yourself sitting or lying comfortably in a cozy spot. If you're driving or doing other things, you might want to come back to this later, certainly if you're driving. If you're doing other things and you just want to listen to the soothing sound of my voice and imagine yourself resting and relaxing, maybe you've got other things to do around the house, but you like to listen, that's okay too. And as always, you can find me at rachelchase.com. And I host this podcast on several podcast outlets, but its main home is on Substack, actually, where I always post a little bit about the session, as well as some of my art that I like to put up on my Substack page. And my Substack is called Sacred Flame. Sacred Flame. So we're going to kind of start there today with this idea of the sacred flame within. We are just nudging ourselves out of winter solstice. This is when the days are going to become slightly longer every day, up in the northern hemisphere where I am, at least. And it's a time for really connecting, I think, with the light within. And this is an age-old idea about this time of year, and it's an age-old practice, and it's got something to do with our psyche, doesn't it? And with our love of light, our need for light, the sun keeps us alive, doesn't it? But there are days when there's more darkness than light, and that's where we are now here. And this is prime time for directing the focus inward to the felt sense of the light within, the sacred flame of life energy that burns in your heart, burns in your soul. It ignites your spirit, ignites your life, your passions, your purpose, your zest, your zeal, your joy, the innate natural state of joy that we are all connected with on a soul level, just the vibration of living. Think of a growing tree or a flower just about to pop open. The joy of that, this joy for no reason other than because of living. And that's the sacred flame. So as we inch into nudge ourselves down into the space of letting go, taking some breaths, breathing deeply in and slowly out, just contemplating the idea of your sacred flame, contemplating what it might look like, your own inner flame, contemplating this idea of the sacred flame of life. Thinking about that, what is that about for you? How does that resonate? What does it feel like? Is it somewhere deep down in your belly? Is it somewhere in your back, in your, maybe it's just right up in your third eye or in the center of your chest? Or maybe it's in your feet. Where do you sense your sacred flame at this time? Invite a subtle awareness of the possibility of the sacred flame that is you, your sacred flame. Take some slow breaths as you get comfortable, dropping tension from your shoulders, your face, your neck, your jaw. Open your mouth wide. Wiggle your toes and your fingers and do any little slight movements or stretches that feel right and good for you at this time. To get comfortable, drop the stress of the day, letting go of any to-do lists, thoughts that are ruminating, just put them all over on the other side of the room for now. Or just let them dissolve entirely. If you don't need them, let them go. If it's something to think about later, put it over there in that place to think about it another time. This is time for you to just be with yourself, with your body, with your energy, with your breath. Make sure that you will be undisturbed for the next several minutes here, so you can just be in this undisturbed space, feeling undisturbed. Nothing can disturb you right now. Nothing internal or external at this time can invade your peace. This peace is deep dwelling. It's a deep dwelling peace in you. And maybe sometimes it feels like it's missing, but it's always there. We always, always have this little flame that's glowing like a pilot light. And all it takes to ignite this flame of peace and steadiness is to witness it, to become aware of it, to remember its existence. that this flame is a sacred, vital part of you that doesn't ever leave. It's always here. In fact, it was here before you were born, and it will be after your body leaves this place, after your body dissolves into the earth. Your flame, your sacred flame, is always ever present, always ever here and forever here. It is the expression of you as an infinite expression. This is the life force within you. This is your life force energy stored as a unique version of the infinite, which is you. This beautiful, ever-present, ever-alight, ever-glowing, ever-burning, ever-radiating, ever-radiant, ever-emanating. It is you. Envision that. Sense that, feel that within your body, as your body, that your physical body is a radiant, emanating, ever-expressing quality, unique, perfect, pure, just as you are, just as you are. And maybe that part of you says, oh, perfect, I don't think so. But let's just tell that part, yes, 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 dear one, with all the imperfections, it's a perfect experience. It's a perfect thing, just as it is, right now. And you may have things you're working on or wanting to be different or change, but right now, let's just be in acceptance of what is and witness the most perfect, beautiful flame that you are. That you are. Your radiance, your cellular radiance, your molecular radiance, your heart radiance, your breath radiance, your emotional radiance, your consciousness is radiant, your spiritual radiance, your essence, the feeling that all of life is aglow in a golden energy, and your body is held within it. It's held within this golden energy of life, and we're all connected in this field. Golden energy. And if you imagine gazing in just a certain way, you can see it. You just might see it. How the tone of the air has a glow within it. How the tone of your inner body that maybe seems dark when you think about it, closed within the skin, it's actually glowing inside. Your skin receiving this light. Your body is photonic light. Everything in you is actually glowing. There is a radiance. An unstoppable radiance that is you, your beingness, your spine, the movement of the flow of energy up and down and through and all the way up and out through your being, through the neurological pathways, highways and byways of your own energy, chemical, magnetic, electric. There's an electrical energy that is you. You are that. And it is all around you. The spirit consciousness is filled and charged with so much electric energy. Think of that. All of the atomic energy contained in each of your cells and all of the space around you. As you breathe and relax, you become aware that there's more and more spaciousness in your body than you even knew existed before. And within the space is a multitude, a myriad of holographical flames. So you can see that your flame is reflected in all of the flames of others, of the minuscule, teeny tiny little flames of all the little molecules and droplets of air around you, and the energy of the water in your body, and the spaciousness. There's a multitude of flickering, glowing, emanating, sparking fire, the sacredness, the perpetuating, ever perpetuating flame of life. Feel it burning within you in a beautiful way. Feel it glowing within you, radiating within you in a beautiful way. Feel it moving through your body in a beautiful way. Sensations you might notice. And let this flame burn through any seeming blocks you believe may be occurring in your body, mind, spirit vessel. Burning through, breaking through, making things light, lighter, spacious, freeing up the space so you can become lighter. Almost as if you could just rise up into the space above you and float along into this beautiful golden, maybe even other colors, beautiful colors. Letting this celestial light wash through your spirit as well. As if there is just this amazing galactic, celestial, vibrational, high vibrational light just coming in and through you and your mind and your emotions and your body and your soul. It's as if it's all coming together to soothe you and empower you and heal you and nurture you and reassure you and bring profound kindness and joy and trust and truth. This is the healing energy. This is the energy of integration. Deep, deep abiding love. washing through your body, your mind, your soul, your vessel, your heart, all the parts of you that need to receive it at this time, receiving it. Allow yourself to receive now. As you breathe, you receive the gentlest, softest, deepest, slowest breath through your body, through your vessel, through your being. The silence inside your body, witnessing, listening deep within you. This radiance that you are, see it, feel it, sense it, know it, think it. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am radiant. All of the molecules in your body, radiant, emanating pure soul joy, pure soul peace, pure soul love, radiant, peaceful, connected, relaxed. All the little spots in your body receiving exactly what they need at this time through the realm of light. You remember that you are that light. You remember, I am light. I am light. I am light. And the darkness is nothing to fear. It is part of the light. They are part of each other. It's all one. There's no separation between the darkness and the light. It is the darkness which holds the light. It is the darkness which nurtures the light, provides for the light. Allow it all to be just as it is. You have it all within you. You have it all within you. Everything you need is here inside of you. Everything you need is here inside of you. The sacred flame. The sacred flame of life within, providing you with infinite love, infinite joy, infinite peace. Blessings to you You can stay right where you are if you have time to just be and rest. Or begin to move slowly and gently and rise in a very slow, soft way, getting water. Be sure to drink some extra water after your session today. Take extra good care of yourself. I wish you all the best. I'll see you next time at Somatic Healing Sessions. This is Rachel Chase at rachelchase.com. If you'd like to do some deeper, personal, private healing work with me, feel free to reach out. You know where to find me. Peace and blessings. Ciao for now.